straight here. What it even is we're talking about doing. Let's go to clip number 19 here. It's a video out of Brooklyn, New York. Clip 19, Brooklyn, New York. Sort of ask people what they think about what's going on in Iran. Let's watch, shall we?
Me, I made him coffee.
That's weird. Wait, why are they talking in Farsi? Right, look, this looks an awful lot like somewhere in New York, right? Sorry, no, this is Tehran, Iran, actually. Actually, what you're looking at is the horrible terrorist in Tehran. Oh, my God, look at these Muslim extremists with her pink hair. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, these are the radical, mullah operatives. Well, your hair is not even covered. Look at this character. Clearly a dedicated, diehard Muslim extremist, I'm sure. Anyway, again. They literally look, I mean, it's less oppressive than Saudi Arabia, that's for damn sure. You don't see women walking around like this in Saudi Arabia. So these are the people that I guess we're going to vaporize. These are the radical terrorists that we're told we have to hate. We don't want to kill all of them. I don't know. It looks nicer than the videos I see of Israel. That's for damn sure. Israel, you see nothing but religious extremists wearing those weird black garb. Not in Iran. Iran seems very sort of liberal. No, they're doing a road trip. Isn't that fun? Well, Trump's going to kill all of them, I guess. Great. Is this making sense? Let's go to clip 22 here. This is a female musician in Iran being asked why she isn't running away since Trump is threatening to kill everybody. Let's watch. The enemy has given a 48-hour ultimatum and final attack. Have you heard that? She says, yeah. So why are you walking so relaxed in Tehran's Ferdo Garden right now? She says, it's okay. We're going to continue to live. I'm a musician. It's better to be at home to play an instrument, and if I leave here, I'll get into trouble. I'd rather stay home and continue my work with the sound of bombs. You're not afraid because are you sure the enemy will not bomb residential areas? It's like, no, not at all. Many residential areas have been bombed. A Red Crescent was bombed on our street. You know, the equivalent of the Red Cross. I belong to my homeland, and I don't like my home to be attacked when I'm not home. If my house is going to be bombed, I would rather be martyred. I'd rather not leave my homeland. They're animals, they all deserve to die. They're all animals. They're sick, terrorist animals. And we're going to free them from their lives for the sake of glorious Israel. Meanwhile, every video I see of Israel is some ultra-religious dude kicking a cat or throwing a dog in a fire. And he's spitting on Christians. A bunch of little radicalized terrorist children spitting on Christians because they have crosses out. Like you walk around Tehran. Yeah, it looks nice. Looks fine. Yeah, we're on the wrong side here. We're on the wrong side of this conflict. And it's un-American to say otherwise. If you want to destroy these people, you're un-American.